Star Yudei, the Torah Way, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
We're approaching soon the Yom Tov of Shavuos, so I'd like to speak today about a more deeper subject, which the Sfasemis explains. This is printed in a letter from the Sfasemis at the end of Chelik Gimel Vayikra and the Lakitim, a long and Yesoidistic letter from the Sfasemis, where he addresses the Kasha which the Rishonim ask. Balseres Hadibras, the Rabbein Shloilim said, Honoichi Hashem Eloikechu Asher Hoitse Sicho Me Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, why didn't the Seres Hadibras start off Honoichi Hashem Eloikechu Asher Barusi Shemayim Vuretz? What's Asher Hoitse Sicho Me Eretz Mitzrayim? In the Sfasemis, there explains Barichas. Can't read out his whole Lushan. But he wants to bring out what is a yesod in Yiddishkeit, in a minna, in Hashkocha Prutis, which, as I will soon explain in a minute, is actually a big machloikus. And the Sfasemis wants to bring out that it's not enough just for Yid to believe that Rabbein Shlom created the world and runs the world. No, the Rabbein Shlom runs every smallest minute thing which happens. There's nothing at all in the entire Bria which happens by chance. Everything which happens in the world comes directly from the Rabbein Shloilem. And as we'll soon see, this is not so straightforward and is a big machloikus. The Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo as follows. When the Pesukim speak about the Moifsim which took place in Mitzrayim, shteit leman teida ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'uretz. What we have to learn out from the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim is that the Rabbi Nishloilim is bekerev ha'uretz. Lahoyros al ha'hashkocha. This demonstrates and shows to us the hashkocha of the Rabbi Nishloilim. The Rabbi Shem hasn't just let the world go on autopilot, like something some people think, but the Rabbi Shem is controlling everything which happens. Leman teida ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'uretz. And this is what one saw by the Makos, that the Makos, the Hashkoch of Hashem, was dumb, was on the water of the Nile, Tzvadeya, was on the frogs jumped into the oven, the Kinim, Oroiv, Deva, Shchin, everything was being controlled and run by the Rabbein Shem. Every single individual animal and every single individual Chaya had a mission, was sent by the Rabbein Shem to go here, to go there. Writes the Malbim, it's not possible for a person to have Yiras Elokim rak im aminim b'hashkocha prutis. Only if one really believes, one has a minna that there is hashkocha prutis. Shehashem roya v'yodeya im hashkiach al kol alilois mitzadei goveh. The Roshim is constantly watching and controlling all a person's actions, and that nothing happens just by itself. However, as I said, there is a big machloikus about Hashkocha Prutis. How far goes the Hashkocha Prutis of the Rabbein Shloilem? The Chinuch from the Gedolei HaRishonim, a mitzvah Kif Samach Tes, writes the following words, and to us perhaps it might sound a bit odd because perhaps we were brought up not to think like the Chinuch. Writes the Chinuch as follows, Hadeyos Rabbos b'Hashkochas Hokel al Kol Briyov. There are many different opinions. What people think means Hashkocha Prutis. Sheyesh Kitois B'nei Udom. There are some people, Yachshvi, who they think, Ki Hashkochas Hashem Borchi Al Kol Haminim Befrat Bein Anushim Bein Shakol Balachayim. There are people who think Hashkocha Prutis means it's the same for humans, same for animals, same for vegetables, for trees. Everything is the same. And there are other people who think that it goes so fast that shlo yisnonaya dove echad kutenboy lamazeh rak bechevsoy burchi v'gzeirusoy, that nothing happens, not even the wind will blow the leaves on a tree unless the Rebbe Shem has so preordained. Ki benufel ala min ha'ilam, and when a leaf falls off a tree, he guza ulav shipoy, it fell off. You see a leaf fall off a tree, says the Chinuch, those who think it fell off the tree now and fell on this spot, because this is being preordained, bashkocha prutus, Rebbe Shem wants that this particular tree, on this branch and this leaf, now the leaf should fall off on this spot. V'efshah shi'is'ach o'yagdim z'man tfilusa, and this leaf could not fall off a second earlier or a second later. Afiler rega, writes the Chinuch, there are people who believe this. This is a das rochoik min haseichel. Vanachni bale deya das hamitis, says the Chinuch, us who we have the correct hashkofer, the emissar das Torah, lefi mashe shemati, nusim hashkechusei burchi al kol mine balachayim bichlal. We only say that there's a general hashkocha prutis on animals. Kloima, which means to say, says the Chinuch, that the Rebbe Shem has hashkocha prutis on animals, they should not become extinct. And everything, if the Rebbe Shem wants, it has a kiyum. However, when it comes to humans, then says the Chinuch, then there's a hashkocha prutis to every single action which happens to a person throughout his life. Nothing happens by chance. A person was involved in such an incident, that incident, nothing happens by mikra. A person was in this situation, in this place, at that time. This is all by hashgocha protis. Says the Chinuch, that's only by humans. However, by animals, by vegetation, we don't have such a hashgocha protis. There is only a general hashgocha protis, but a leaf can fall off a tree, says the Chinuch, and it wasn't preordained that this particular leaf should fall off at this particular time and land in this particular spot. And if you believe that, says the Chinuch, it's a das ruchik min haseichel, and those who are barley das hamitis do not believe that. Now, many of us find that very astonishing because we never thought of it that way. And the Chinuch is not a das yuchid in this opinion. The Rambam holds also like that in his Sefer Mo'en Nevichim, and also state in Sefer Ikrim, and Sefer Shoyme Eminim HaKadmoin, and other Gedoilim and Rishoinim. However, comes along Talmidei Baal Shem, and not only did they not agree with this, they rejected this. Chinuch says this is a das ruchik min haseichel, and Talmidei Baal Shem, and it wasn't only Talmidei Baal Shem, really, really argued very, very vehemently against this opinion. In fact, there is from the Reb Mendel Vitebske, from the Gedoyle Talmidei Baal Shem, writes in Parshas Bo in his Sefer Pri Haaretz, Ein Shem Esev Yovesh Veneka. There's no such thing as a dried leaf suddenly gets uprooted. Ve'ein Shem Evan Nizrak, and no stone gets thrown. Ki im bizman emukim haruiloi. Only in the correct time, in the correct place. Kamam, as over the pusik zikdin koheles, el mukhoim asher yipol ho eitz, shom yahi. Wherever the eitz falls, the tree falls, that's where it should be. And there's nothing happening, says Reb Mendel Vitebske, ein shem teniya, gedoyle, vekatana, minat simsim, at shuvel amadregas, shebuuretz, hakol me'ito yizbruch. Everything is preordained. And as I state from the Baal Shem Tov, mamish the hepech of the words of the Chinuch, said the Baal Shem Tov, a Yid has to believe that when a leaf falls off a tree, it was preordained that this particular leaf should fall off on this particular branch and land on this particular spot, and even which way the leaf falls, whether it falls with the stalk in this direction or the stalk in that direction, this is all being preordained. And it wasn't only the Talmidei Baal Shem, the Meshe Chochma we find in Parshas Kisisa, Peik Lamed Beis, Pusikid Beis, writes as follows. Kol ha-tevel mishkachas kila bahashkocha prutis. The entire universe is being governed bahashkocha prutis. Ma'atik yoimin habor yizborach ba'atzmoy. Veloi ein chilek ben telas kutun shebiyom. To Rebbe Shem, there's no chinuch, says the Meshe Chochma, between the smallest little worm in the sea L'chol hanivroim ve'ishim ve'elyoinim. To the greatest of the creations and the greatest people. Kiluni ke'echot shuvim imishkuchim beprat. We are all being governed and we are all have hashkucha protis the same. Mahanimsu hu'amiti behechlet haboy yizborach. And as I state in many other gedoyle hachroinim. So we need to understand how this works and what's going on here. We have on one hand the Chinuch, the Rambam, Sefer Ikrim, Shoyma HaKadmoin, they write very strongly, this is a das ruchik min ha-seichel. And yet we see, normally we know Achroinim are not arguing with the Shoinim. And here not only the Achroinim arguing, they dismiss their words. In fact, the Minkat Sheruv writes in his Sefer, it's brought in Shivas Minchas Aluza, he advised somebody to learn the Sefer Shoyma Eminim, HaKadmoin, and he tells him, however, when he comes to the Perukim, where he speaks there about Hashkocha Protis, you should skip out those Perukim. Don't learn those Perukim. And he writes, Hine Hadvuma Eili Loi Milibi Kosafti. This is not something I'm writing to you on my own accord. Ki kei mikiblani mit tzadikim v'chasidim shemekibul m'rabiseini v'avaseini shaleim yesh ledalik. One should skip over this and not learn these Perukim because we do not agree with this. So, where was the makar of the Talmidei Baal Shem, the Meshech Chochma, and the others who came along and vehemently disagreed with the Gedolei HaRishonim? So, we're just after Lag BaOmer, Sadova BeItoy, Shteitin Yeshalmi, in Shavias and Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, this is also in Medrash Rabbah Bereishis, Perek Ayin Tes Sivov, we know Rav Shim Bar Yochai sat in the Mara for 12 years. After 12 years, he came out. And then he was there for another year. Why did he come out? What made him come out at that point? Shteit in Yerushalmi as follows. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was sitting in the Mara with his son, with Reb Eluzer, and they heard suddenly in the distance somebody was hunting birds. He was hunting birds, trying to shoot birds. I don't know, a yid or a goy. Somebody was hunting birds. Says the Yerushalmi as follows. That Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Eluzer heard a bas koil each time go out. Kadhava Shumer Reb Shimon Braskula Omra Min Shemaya Dimois Dimois. When Reb Shimon Bar Yochai heard the Baskol say the words Dimois Dimois, which the Mephoshim explained there means allusion of Rachmim, Poska, the bird was able to run away, wasn't caught. Kadhava Shumer Braskula Omra Sefkila. When he heard a Baskol say the word Sefkila, which in Mephoshim says allusion fin Hariga, then the hunter was able to catch the bird. So each time this hunter was trying to catch a bird, when there was a Baskol that said Dimois Dimois, allusion of Rachmim, the bird got away. When the Baskol said Sefkila, allusion fin Hariga, the bird was caught. Says Yeshalmi, Omar Reb Shim Bar Yochai, Tzipa mi balade shamaya loy mitzda. I see even a bird cannot be caught unless it's been preordained in Shemayim. A baskol went out. Nobody hears this baskol. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he heard that baskol. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai hears as a baskol is preordained whether the bird is caught or the bird gets away. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so, nefesh de banash, must be a baskol if a person is going to be caught. Nofak v'ashkach milaya nizbat l'hagzeir. He went out to the Mara and he found taka that the gzeir had been bottled. So we see from this Yishalmi, said of Shimon Bar Yochai, nobody can harm me unless it's been preordained. You have here a bird, the hunter's trying to shoot it. Why does he miss? And once, sometimes he shoots correctly and sometimes he misses. If there's a bas kol that says it should be caught, it's caught. A bas kol says it should get away, it gets away. Nothing happens by itself. Comes along Reb Tzuda Kakoyin, and he writes in one of his forim, Af machaside hakadmoilim v'gedoileim, we find even from the Rishonim, Yesh mehem chishi hashkechusa yizvuch b'pruti ishi kolan evrom chitz me'udam. We find gedoile Rishonim who say that there's no hashkocha prutis only on man, not on all animals. V'hi neged razal. This is keneged this mama chazal of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that even a bird has been preordained. And as we state in the parish, Eshet HaNechulim, from one of the Achroinim on the medesh rabba. And as I shrab Rabbi Yonason Eibeshit in his Sefer Yaras Devash also quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says that this Yerushalmi is a raya deloy karambam. The Rambam who said that there's no hashgacha prutis on animals and on vegetation, says Rabbi Yonason Eibeshit, this is a offener Yerushalmi we have nishtazoi. And then he quotes the Ramban, the Ramban seems to be choylig on the Ramban, where the Ramban said, "Leman teida ki anashmi Hashem bekerev ha'oretz." The Hashkocha Prutis bekerev ha'oretz, that's the whole yisod of Yisiz Mitzrayim, of their samakos, how all the animals were doing their roots in Hashem. So we have here, on one hand, the Rishonim, and we have, on the other hand, we have the Gedoyl Achroinim, who want to prove a raya from the Yishalmi, the Loiker, the Rishonim. However, we know Rishonim also able to learn Yerushalmi. So Lechor is shver to bring a raya from a Gemara, Keneged Rishonim. However, I found in the Rikanti is also from the Rishonim, in Parshas Kitzeitze, he himself quotes this Yerushalmi by Rab Shimon by Yechoi, and he writes as follows, Mikol eli hadrushois nira ki hashkuchas Hashem hi afili beprute habehemus vachayus deloy kedas harav hagudel zal besefer moire nevichim. So we have here one of the Rishonim is using this Yerushalmi as a raya deloy kerambam. But as I said, the Rambam in the Sefer Ikrim and the Chinuch were also able to learn the Yerushalmi, and they knew of the Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rabbah, and yet they wrote that. So how did they learn the Pshat in this Gemara? So I want to be magdim into Santa Chivas Harajba. We know the halucha is that an animal that can't live for more than 12 months is a treifa, and it's forbidden to eat a treifa. The Rajba was asked a shala. Somebody asked him, he has a behem which he knows is a treifa, became badly injured or was born with a deformity. It's a treifa. And yet this animal, I see, has lived for 12 months. It's now a year and a half old. So can I now eat this? Can I shech this behema? I know it's a treifa, but it's more than 12 months old. This was a shala. The Rajba was asked. The Rajba wrote back a very, very sharp achiever. He didn't like the question at all. And he wrote back, and he says, anybody who comes along and says that a treifer can live for more than 12 months is arguing with Chazal. Ein eli ella divrei ivuroi mitimuan leiv. Somebody who asks such a question, this comes from blindness and a verstopped heart. And it says the Rambam, but there's the Rashba, if you're going to ask me, but I saw it did live more than 12 months, so what am I supposed to do? I'm just asking. Says the Rashba, Neshtazoi. Shema shachachta, perhaps you made a mistake. You thought it's more than 12 months, it's less than 12 months. Or perhaps this animal, you've confused it with a different animal. It's kenijam. She efshid lahayit, she shosa behayma zibayn ein of yidbech. It cannot be, I cannot believe what you're saying, that you know a treifel is for 12 months. Chazal say it can't happen, you say it did happen. But if you're still going to argue with me, says Rashba, but I know it, this animal, I haven't confused, and it's more than 12 months out. I don't like Dvorim Zorim, but this is what I've seen. I cannot believe you to be Moitzi Laz and Chazal that said the animal can't live for more than 12 months. You and 1,000 like you should become butl. Comes along one of the Gedoy Lachroinim, Guinness Verudim, and he says, it's difficult to accept this sheave of the Rashba. Yena asks, on all innocence, he's got an animal, he saw it was born with a deformity, he can see it's a treifer, he remembered when it was born, now he's asking a question, he's asking us an innocent shala. A year, 2, 3 years later, is this animal a treifa? See lemasa, it's still alive, and we're a few years down the road. Ma kol harash, says the Guinness Verudim, I've got to try and put things in context. Shaloi lusis mukin chasvashum lasa divra basin chadoshim kechika talila. People laugh, but it did happen, so what are you making such a whole fuss about? So still the Guinness Verudim, Emes, Chazalav said that a treifa cannot live for more than yud beis chodesh. However, says the Guinness Verudim, perhaps it can happen occasionally. You know when? The boy should make a nest that this particular animal has lived for more than 12 months. We know people sometimes, the doctors have given up hope and said you've got a few days, a few weeks to live, and the nes happened, they live for another 20 years. Zukta Guinness Verudim and Achanama, a trefa can't live for more than 12 months. We saw this particular animal live for more than 12 months. The boy in the Shulim has made a nes. Says now the Guinness Verudim, even though I know that there's no such thing lechoyre by animals as hashkocha prutis, va'afagal de behema less le mazla, it doesn't normally have a mazel, but however there is hashkocha prutis, and he quotes this Yerushalmi, again with Reb Shimon bar Yochai, there is hashkocha prutis. So if there's hashkocha prutis on every single animal, says the Guinness Verudim, so the hashkocha prutis, the boy should make a nest. So therefore, finishes off the Guinness Verudim, it's possible an animal can live them more than 12 months. However, Lahaluch, he says, I don't want to be chas v'shum choylek and rabbeini harajba, and avada, you're forbidden to eat this animal, but just the people shouldn't come along, and it looks funny in their eyes, how can the rajba say this? But I saw it did live more than 12 months. It's possible, it can happen, the Rabbeinu makes a nes. Now comes along one of the other Gedoyl Achroinim, the Chikrei Leiv, and he takes the Guinness Verudim to task. And he says, Acha ha-mechila ein bedvurav tam. That what he said, the Guinness Verudim, that a boishim could make a nest. Boishim made a nest for this animal, that it should have some type of schis, that it should live for more than 12 months, although it's a trefer. Lo yedati schis lebehem b'mahi. I've never heard that animals have schisim, that this animal, the boishim is going to make a nest for this animal, that it should have a nest. The lesni b'schav oinish. There's no schav oinish by an animal. So if there's no schav oinish, there's no bechira, so oy bezoy, there's no schism. So if there's no schism, the boy should make nishkinism for animals. He doesn't understand at all what he's speaking about. Vehem divretema be'enai. This is the Guinness Verudim. So this is the dogs of Mitzrayim. So this is all part of what we're speaking. I'll come back to them. Vehem divretema be'enai. It's a divretema. And actually we find this is noigeya lahalucha. We know on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry if there's no Erev. However, if a person is not well, he's allowed to go out with a kameya. If a person has a kameya, has to be a kameya mimcha, kameya which one knows works, although it's takanish b'derech afiyah, this is b'derech segila, but a kameya mimcha which one knows has worked three times for this particular problem, one's allowed to wear it on Shabbos, a kameya. Comes along the mechaber, says the mechaber in Simon Shinhei, ha-behema eina yoitze b'kameya. The behemoth, if a person's got the Chavayis mad cow disease, and they've invented a kameya, works for mad cow disease, so you want to protect your cow on Shabbos, so you put a nice kameya around its neck. Zug the mechaber, ha behemoth eina yotze b'kameya, she'eina mimcha, afa pisha mimcha l'udam. Even if you know this kameya works for people, or for an animal, you cannot wear this kameya. Says the Mishabrira, why not? We know this kameya works. Says the Mishabrira, b'pnei she'udam yesh loy mazel, Malach Hamelitz Ulav Milmala. Mazloi Mesayeloi. Every person has a mazel. So when he wears this kameya, and the person is a bar mazel, so therefore the kameya is ma'oira his mazel, and that protects him. That's why he can wear it on Shabbos. Zug the Mishabrira, Masha Enkein Lebehema. Nishta Zoi for Behema. Behema has no mazel. So it won't help for Behema to wear this kameya. Therefore, Behema, see this Nogay La Lucha. If a Behema has a mazel or not, it's Nogay La Lucha on Shabbos. Can you put a kameya on your animal? So therefore, says the Chikrei Leiv, that what the Guinness Verudim says, that it could be a trefo live for more than 12 months because it's got, the boy should made a nest because it's got schism, and no such concept. Divretayim Ahema Einai. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, now this is why we quoted this, to come back to our Yerushalmi from Reb Shimon bar Yochai, says the Chikrei Leiv, there's absolutely no raya whatsoever from that Yerushalmi. And with this we'll understand why the Rishonim did not agree with this Yerushalmi, did not use this Yerushalmi as the makor. Says the Chikrei Leiv as follows, this bas koil went out each time whether the animal is going to be caught or not caught. You know why a bas koil went out? Not because of the animal, but because of the hunter, the person who is hunting the boy of the bird. The boy in the Shloilem has got Ashkocha Prutas on every single human being. So therefore, if it was beshed that this person should catch the bird, so the Baskel went out. And if there was beshed that this person should not not catch the bird. Therefore, another bas kol went out. So the bas kol zuk de chikri lev wasn't referring to the bird. The bas kol was referring to the hunter. So therefore, you can't bring an araya bechlal from this Yeshalmi to come along and say from this Yeshalmi is araya that hashkocha prutas on every single balachayim, because that went out due to the person. However, I had the kasha lefi devurov. Let's apply his same logic to what the chikrei lev said. The chikrei lev said, I argue with the Guinness Verudim, who said Rabbi Shlolem does not make nisim for a behemah treifa should learn, should live more than 12 months, because behemahs haven't got schisim. Yeah, it could be that behemah might not have schisim, but the owner of the animal has got schisim. So you could have somebody, for example, a balagula. He's got his horse. His whole panusa depends on his horse. His horse now fell down and become a treifa. But there, chateva, this horse should die in 12 months, and a treifa doesn't live for 12 months. How it could be that this Rebbeinu will make a ness that the horse should live for the next 10 years. Why? Because there's hashkocha prutis on the balagula, on the owner. And the Rebbeinu Shloim has got rachmunas on the balagula, so he made a ness to the horse. Not because the horse is deserving to live, but because the balagula, lefi the chikri lev, he says, if you look at the hunter, so here's what we could look. So that would be lechoira, fi devurov, that would be an answer on the Guinness Verudim. However, I want to take this even a stage further. The chikri lev said, I've never heard of such a thing that the schar ve'onesh by animals. I'm wondering, there's a beferish pusuk which we all know, that we see this schar ve'onesh by animals. Steht in Parshas Noach by the Mabul, v'yizkoy Elokim es Noach, the Rebbeinu remembered Noach, v'skol achaya, he remembered all the chayos, v'skol abehema asher itoy bateva. Says Rashi, what did the Rebbeinu remember? Mazocha lahem lebehemois, z'chis, that they have a schis, sheloi heshchisi darkem koidim lachain, that before the Mabul, when it was heshchisi, All the animals, the shchisi darkam alurutz, these animals which were in the teva did not do so. So they had one shchis. And another shchis, says Rashi, shloishimshi beteva. They were not mishamish together at all in the teva. So these two shchisim state in the pusik, the Rebbeinu remembered the shchis of the behemah. I have here beferish a pusik in Parshas Noach, that it is shayach. How this works if behemahs don't have bechira, we need to understand. Ob lamas, also state clue in the pusik, that you see that these animals did have a schis, and that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom remembered them. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis HaOitzer, he also has got a whole marucha, is it shayach schar ve'onesh by animals, by inanimate objects? And he says as follows, we find that for Feresh HaMedrash, then to Santa Medrash, Medrash Rabbah Perek Chovov, Rabbi Nusan Oma, Afile zev vekelev toivim aleim din shamayim im hiziki. That even a dog, which this answers your question, even a wolf and a dog, if they came along and they bit somebody, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to hold them responsible and they're going to be punished aleim. Zok Rabbi Yosef Engel, I see clearly from this Medrash Rabbah that there is schar ve'onesh by animals. That if an animal attacks a human being, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to punish this animal. And zok der Isanocha Medrash, steht in the Pusik, Va'achas dimchem lenafshoi seichem edrosh miyad kol chayo edroshenis. Beferish a Pusik, said the Rebbeinu Shloilem, if achas dimchem, if anybody attacks a human being, miyad kol chayo, Edrasheni, I'm going to hold this animal responsible. So comes along the Medrash, and the Medrash says even more. Reb Hina bar Gurion Oma, afila makel, afila retzia. Even an inanimate object, the person was hurt, a stone, a piece of wood fell on him, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to hold this stone, is going to hold this piece of wood responsible. Omer Reb Acha, afila elune serak, afila trees, asidim litim dim the cheshbon. Rabbunim amr mahocha, kiudim eitz asuda, maudim noisim cheshbon, af eitzim noisim cheshbon. Zuk Rabbi Yosef Engel, with this we now understand, which state from Pinchas Koritzer, and other Talmidi Baal Shem, as there is a, the lushan that they use is a nitzis, Everything has a spark of Kedisha. Even an inanimate object has a stam, a doimim, a stone. What can be Kedisha? Everything has in it a Kedisha. B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasi. Through the word of Hashem, the whole world was created. So everything was created B'dvar Hashem. So everything has in it Epis Anitzis Epis Adovisha B'Kedisha. Adovisha, difficult to understand. How can a stone have inside it Adovisha B'Kedisha? So the world is, look, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, we see here that if they're going to be held responsible, that if they came along with a mazik person, pshat is, on their level, whatever this level is, there is some type of schava oynish. Haraya, that if they come along a mazik person, they're going to be held responsible. So everything has in it epis, a schis, and an oynish. So we see now the chikri leiv who came along and said, I cannot understand what the Guinness Verudim says, that it's not shayach at all. How can an animal have a tzatzchis? We see very clearly there is chava oynish and there are schis, and like we see in the psikim. Another kasha I want to ask on the chikri leiv, and this is my ikka, this is my own kasha on the chikri leiv. The chikri leiv said, you can't bring a raya from the Yeshalmi and the Medrash Rabbah, Barab Shimon Bayechoy, because there that baskoil went out, and the baskoil went out and said, whether it be caught or not, that was because it was a hunter. So the baskoil was because of the hunter. It's nothing got to do with the bird. That's what he said. If that was so, then the words of the baskoil don't add up. The Rishalmi says clearly there were two baskoils. When the bird was able to get away, a baskoil went out, said, Dimois, Dimois. And the Mefarshim said that's a solution of Rachmim. The bird was able to escape. When the bird was caught, the baskoil went out and said, Sefkila, a solution of Hariga. Now, if the baskoil was going out, like the Chikri Leiv maintains, because of the hunter, so it's the wrong way round. When the hunter was able to catch the bird, so then it should have been a solution of Rachamim, that he got his food, he's going to have what to eat. When the bird got away, so that's a solution of punishment. That should be a solution of punishment for the bird, for the hunter, that the hunter wasn't able to catch the bird. Just the opposite. When the bird got away, so the solution of the baskoil was Dimois, a solution of Rachmim. That's not Rachmim for the hunter, just the opposite. He's going to stay hungry today. I see from the solution of the baskoil, the solution of the baskoil wasn't going out the toiver from the hunter, from the person. The solution of the baskoil was referring specifically to the bird, whether the bird is going to be caught or the bird is not going to be caught. It's not referring at all to the hunter. So by me, it's a groyser paler that the chikri leiv should say there's no raya from this Yeshalmi because the baskoil went out because of the person. I see from the solution of baskoil nishtazoi. Yiyah eich sheyiyah. However, the Gedolei Talmidei Bashem brought another Gemara, often a Gemara where we see that there is Hashkocha Prutis on every single object. And this was brought by the Baal HaTanya. It's brought down the Sefer Oya Torah from the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch. He brings his B'Shem Zayid to the Baal HaTanya. You got a Gemara. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Chilin in Daf Samach Gimel Medalis. Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan ki hava chuzi shloch, when he saw a type of bird called shloch, zug Rashi, which would catch a fish from the sea, Oma, he said, mishpotecho tahoim rabo. Rabbi Yochanan, give a kick, your mishputim go even to the depth of the sea. Says Rashi, explains it Rashi, we're not speaking about a human being. We're speaking about a bird swooping out of the air, diving into the water, and catching a fish. Says Rashi, Mishpotecho tohoim rabba. How great are your mishpotim? Shezimanto shaloch lishpoit velasos nikmosecho. Reboinshim, you have sent a bird to come along and carry out your mishpot. To take negoma bedegas hayom, lohomis, and to kill hamezimunim lomis. These are the words of Rashi. To kill hamezimunim lomis. Those fish which has been destined that they should be killed. Azoy zuk Rashi. Says the Baal HaTanya, and the Radak brings the same raya from this Gemara, the Radak as well. I see from this Gemara in Chilin that every single fish which is caught by a bird out of the sea, says Rashi, hamezimunim lomis. It's been preordained that this particular fish should die. The Rebbe Shem sends this bird to go and catch this particular fish. Often a Gemara that we see Lechoira, how Rashi learns this Gemara, that there is Hashkocha Prutis on every single fish in the sea. Mishpotecho Tahoim Rabba. So this is a Rai which they come along and they bring to prove that there is Hashkocha Prutis on every single min. Zuk Mazayda, Chotke Vereba, a Gewaltige Gewalt, al derech zeh. We know there's a mitzvah. Three times a year we have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulash HaGulem, to be Oile Regel. And this mitzvah is written three times in the Torah. In Parshas Mishputim, in Parshas Kisiso, and in Parshas Re'eh. But each time with a different lushan. The first time is written in Parshas Mishputim, Shulash Pum Bashuna Yeru Kol Zochecha Es Penei Ha'udoin Hashem. The second time in Parshas Kisiso, it's written as Penei Ha'udoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And the third time in Parshas Re'eh, it's written as Penei Hashem Elokechu. Ask the Rebbe, why are these three different Lashonas used? And I just want to add on, it occurred to me as well, we say in the davening, in the midst of the Shul HaShagulim, V'hushev koihanim lavedusom, Leviim, Neshirim, and Zimrom, V'shom na'le v'neirue, and then we carry on, Kakuse b'sorisecho, like it's written in your Torah, Shulosh pum bashuna, Yeruko zuchecho, Espenei, Hashem elokecho, B'amukim asher yivcho. This is the last pusik in Parshas Re'eh. Why in the midst of these three pesikim, which we could have chosen from, do we chapun the last pusik and Parshas Re'eh, es penei Hashem lekecho? So zuk the Chotke Rebbe gevaldi gevaldi. What are these three different lashonas? Es penei Ha'udoin Hashem, es penei Ha'udoin Hashem lekei Yisrael, es penei Hashem lekecho. So explains the Rebbe as follows. We understand there is Hashkocha Prutis in the whole world. But Avada, for Klal Yisrael, there's even greater level of Hashkocha Prutis. And in Klal Yisrael alone, there is even more Hashkocha Prutis for the Tzadikim. A person has to acquire a minna bahadruga. First time a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Shulish Pa'umim Bashuna Yeiroz Kol Zecheches Penei Ha'udoin Hashem. A person has to come to the understanding and the realization as Rabbi Shalom is the controller of the entire world. He comes the second time, he comes then to the realization as Penei Ha'udoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Although there's Hashkocha Prutis in the entire world, Obavada Kal Yisrael, they have even greater level of protection of Hashkocha Prutis. The third time a person comes to the, he should be Zoicha to this Madrega as Penei Hashem Elokechu, that tzaddikim, they have their own special individual greater level of Hashkocha Prutis. This is the highest level. Mamela, we understand now why in the Mitzvah we ask, please, Rabbeinu Shlolem, we should be Zoicha v'hushiv koyhanim la'vaidus and levin Hashem Yisroel, and then we'll be making the pusik kakuz b'zosecho shulch pa'ul mashun yekol z'chich p'nei ha'ud and Hashem Elokechu. This is the highest level. So that means Avada, there is Hashkocha Prutis all over. But the highest level is for Klal Yisrael and for the Tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. Now to come back to what we started off with the Sfasemes, explains the Sfasemes, this is the avoider of the sphere of leaving Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, explains the Sfasemes, that's when we saw the Hashkocha Prutis on the entire Bria. Like I said, Dom, Tzfadeya, Kinim, Oroiv, Deva, Shchin, these are all inanimate objects or animals, vegetation. We saw how the Boishum is got Hashkocha Prutis on every single stage of the Bria. And in fact, this is what we say at the end of the Seder, the Chag Gadya. Mephoshim will ask, what is Chag Gadya all about? What was Santa Mushu? V'ulsa Maya, V'kova Lanira, D'sorof L'chitra, D'hikel L'kalba, and so on. What is written in this Chagadya is, we see the Hashkocha Prutis. You want to know why the water comes along and puts out the fire? What's the fire done wrong? The answer is, because the fire burnt the stick. So the stick deserved to be burnt, so it had to be put out by the fire. So everything is punishing the one down the road, like we saw that even inanimate objects get punished. So the water has to put out the flames, because the flame burnt the stick. The stick has to be burnt because it hit the kalba. Everything is going with the Seder HaVashkuch HaPrutis in the entire universe. Zug the Sasemis, the void of the Yimei HaSfira, is to internalize that message. And then when we come to Kabulas HaTorah, then we hear that says HaDibros, Onoichi Hashem Elokecho Asher Hoitzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is the ganze Yesod of Yiddishkeit, as there is HaVashkuch HaPrutis, Zug the Sasemis, in every single stage. And he writes Barichas Moedike L'Shoi. He writes, this is Ashenoideli, this is something understood, Behetiv, Be'emes, Loyapi Oimed Ashmiya, not just through understanding, Rakmitach Sifre HaKadoshim, HaMekibulim, HaGadoilim. He writes, I'm Mechiv to be Megala to you, this Yisod, the Ikka Avoidus Udom. This is the Ikka Avoidus Udom, says the Sasemis, to come to this realization. And when you come to this realization, why is it so important? Because then you realize nothing happens by chance. Everything is preordained, predestined. There's a reason for it. And when you understand there's a reason for it, then you can utilize that in Avoidus Hashem. There's a story told over from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was explaining this Yesod to one of his one of the Gedolei Harabunim at the time, who was still at that time a Greisa Mitznagid to the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov. And many of the Gedolei at the time, one of their Sibbos of his Snagdus was this particular Hol Drusha, what we spoke about, because they saw what the Rishonim wrote, and they heard how some came along, the Baal Shem Tov and Samidim, who rejected, and how can you reject the words of the Rishonim? And they didn't understand it, and they argued with them, you can't say this thing. And this, the Chinuch writes clearly, the Zadaz Ruchak Min HaSeikel. So one of this Talmidim, one of the Gedolei Rabbonim, was arguing with the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov said to him, it's not like you understand. He said, it's just you don't want to be makabel. You don't want to understand. If you'd want to understand, you could understand it. And this Udam Gudel said, no, it's not that I don't want to understand. I can't accept it. I can't be makabelist. The Baal Shem Tov said, it's not that you can't understand it. You don't want to understand it. And he said, no, I can't understand it. So the Baal Shem Tov, so they parted ways. And this Ruv was walking along the road. He's walking along the road, and as he was walking along the road, a goy overtook him. A goy overtook him, and as he overtook him, his whole load came flying off the wagon. So this goy saw this roof, he goes up to this roof and he says, could you help me to load my wagon? It's all fallen off, I can't load it by myself. So the roof said, I'm sorry, I'd like to help you, but I've got chapsatim at the rick and I've got back problems. So it's not that I don't want to help you, I can't help you. The goy said, I don't believe you. It's not that you can't, you don't want to. The roof said, no. I want to help you. I can't. I'm not able to help you. The goy said again, nah, it's not that you can't, you don't want to. And the roof said again, no, I'm genuinely unable to. I want to help you. I can't. And he said again, I don't believe you. It's not that you can't, you don't want to. And suddenly the penny dropped in this roof's mind, that this goy was saying the same identical words which he just heard a few minutes earlier from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said to him these very words, it's not that you can't, you don't want to. And here's him from the goy, the same words. He suddenly realized that this is taka, not b'mikra. It's not just pinked, this goy has come out with these words. Now this goy is, the boy must put into this goy's mouth these very words. And this is the yesod of Hashkoch HaPrut. Nothing happens by chance. Everything is preordained. And this is the avoida chelik of the hachuna to kabulas hatoira, zomenon kimen, omen ken yerutzain.